This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. In his budget address on Tuesday, Governor Phil Scott made several recommendations about the state's corrections system. He proposed closing the Southeast State Correctional Facility in Windsor, and he called for expanding the state's electronic monitoring and home detention program. Scott said these and other changes could save around $5 million. Joining us now to discuss the details of these proposed changes is Vermont Corrections Commissioner Lisa Menard. Commissioner Menard, welcome back to Vermont Edition.
Hi, Jane. Thank you.
So the Windsor facility, Governor Scott proposed closing it. Can you tell us a little bit about what this facility is and why it's the highest cost of all of the male prisons?
Sure, I'd be glad to. The facility itself houses about 100 inmates. It was established in 1935. It's the Windsor Prison Farm. It was the farm that was created for the original Windsor Prison. It has had several iterations of uses for the Department of Corrections. Most recently, the types of people who are there are those who are held past their minimum pending finding housing. And there are a few work camp eligible inmates as well there. The property itself still has a great number of farm buildings on it that are under historical preservation. Part of the reason that the per capita is so high at that facility, and it's $75,000 per inmate per year at that facility, is based on how the property is configured. The housing units are separate places, so the staffing needs to be higher to be in each of the units that need to be watched. The yard is quite large. There's a large perimeter fence that needs to be staffed. And because it is a 100-bed facility, you know, you're providing all the services that need to be held there at an economy of scale for 100 versus, for example, at a Southern State facility where you'd be doing it for over 300. So the costs are less at the larger facilities.
And it's not full at the moment?
It is full at the moment,
It is full. Okay, so all 100 beds are full. So where would these inmates go if the facility is closed?
There are a couple of options there. One, I think you mentioned, and that is the electronic monitoring program expansion program. And that's not to say that these inmates would be released on electronic monitoring. The electronic monitoring program is to expand to a 24/7 supervision of people who are on home detention, which is a status that currently exists and the department has. But the courts have been a little more hesitant to use it because the department is using more of a passive monitoring system versus an active monitoring system. So we hope that at least half or up to 50 people that would be on detention could be monitored through this program. And we also intend to, as I think you know, there were conversations around the St. Johnsbury work camp last year, and there are conversations around repurposing 50 beds there. And those 50 beds could be used to house 50 inmates that are in the Windsor facility.
Would any or could any of the inmates at the Windsor facility wind up going out of state?
It is possible, but it is less likely that those particular inmates would, because they're being housed because they lack housing. It would not help them to find housing better if we sent them out of state. That being said, it is possible that some could end up out of state if they had not been able to propose, you know, a residence to be checked in at least 6 months, for example.
Or could other prisoners be sent out of state if they're sort of bumped out of where they are now by people being moved from the Windsor facility?
Yes, it is possible that there could be a slight increase out of state, although it is not what we are working towards. But it certainly is possible.
You mentioned the changes to the home monitoring system. Does having more people at home rather than in facilities pose any security risks? I mean, people always worry.
Yeah, and I understand that. I would give a couple pieces of information there. One is a recent report that was published by the Pew Charitable Trust. This is a large organization that analyzes government function and efficiencies. And what this particular report was around the reduction in the use of incarceration across the U.S. and the correlating crime rate. Vermont was second in the U.S. For the greatest reduction in use of incarceration. We were 21% reduction in the past 5 years. During that same 5 years, the crime rate decreased by 36%. So it, at least from my perspective, it shows that when you apply evidence-based practices, you look at what is the right amount of supervision and you utilize the best practice. You don't necessarily, for every offender, have to use a jail cell to keep people safe. That being said, to be clear, there are people who clearly need to be in jail and would not be eligible for these types of programs.
This is not something that the governor talked about in his budget address at all, but in reference to the number of prisoners we have out of state, that number has been declining over the years, but we still do have a couple hundred who are in prisons out of state in Michigan. And our contract with the GEO Group to house those inmates in Michigan is not going to be renewed after 2 years. Can you talk a little bit about where things stand and what might happen?
Sure. To your first point, absolutely. Like about 5 years ago, we had, I believe, close to 700 inmates out of state. We're now at 265 inmates out of state. Our current contractor has decided that at the end of June of this year, they will not be exercising the renewal. And that is based kind of on what we just talked about, that our numbers have gone down so dramatically. We have 265 inmates in a facility that was built for 1,900 people. So what we are doing currently is working with our contractor to see if they have other options that they will present. We will also have to look at bids that we received through the last time we posted this for bids, because it's within a reasonable time period to look at those bids again. And obviously, we're continuing our efforts to safely re-enter people where appropriate and to assist people in finding houses, you know, where possible. And clearly, that's a real barrier that's been difficult for people in general. The barrier of a criminal record certainly makes it harder.
Is there any chance, Commissioner Menard, that at the end of this contract we could see no more prisoners out of state, that we could actually have all of our prisoners in the state of Vermont, or are you definitely going to need an out-of-state contract?
I think we'll always need an out-of-state contract. I think we strive, as is obvious by the reduction from 700 to 265, we strive to have the inmates in Vermont. That being said, that is not necessarily always going to be possible. There are inmates that, due to the severity of their crime, their public notoriety, the length of their crime, we will need to have inmates placed out of state. So we'll always need some form of out-of-state agreement.
Commissioner Menard, before I let you go, going back to some of the proposals from Governor Scott, closing the correctional facility in Windsor, expanding electronic monitoring and home detention, and a couple of other changes, do you agree with everything the governor has proposed?
I do. I think if we're looking at closing a facility, to close the one with the highest per capita and some significant deferred maintenance makes sense. And I certainly agree with the electronic monitoring. I think that for those offenders who can safely be supervised in the community, it's the appropriate thing to do.
Lisa Menard is the commissioner of the Department of Corrections. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Jane.